U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
We're back in the studio after a nice weekend on the road. I mean, by the weekend on the road, I mean, you guys were there. Katie was there. Jake was there. And look, we all got along well.
I think we got along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No issues, really?
No fights.
Yeah.
I was worried about it.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while, so, you know, I don't know how long we would
right.
work out, but all good, yeah.
We had a great last run of the year, so thanks everyone who came out. Nashville, Atlanta, Charlotte. I had, again, met some folks that listened to the pod, met some people who have seen me a few times, and I also met a pair of men who were Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like Japanese American?
No.
Hmm.
Full blooded.
In the
Nashville. No, okay. In the Nashville meet and greet. So you have fans coming up. Hi, you know, hi, I'm Sarah. We're Sarah and Dylan. You know, they're all nice. And oh, I'm a middle school. I'm a middle schooler. Boy, we loved your videos.
We drove 45 minutes to mm-hmm. be here. Oh, yeah.
And then 45 years old.
Okay.
I don't know if Japan's got like a black don't crack type of thing.
I think they might be in a blue zone.
What do they call that? Yeah, maybe they were in the blue zone.
Blue don't crack.
Japan don't tan. So the two Japanese guys, and with like clearly their English not their first language.
Got it.
And so I'm curious. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't usually happen. I'm just like, what do you guys like? And where are you from? First question. They go, Tokyo. They're like, you live in Tokyo? They go, yeah. And I go, so are you here just, you've been here a while? You like visiting? They're like, we're here for your show.
You're like, yeah, but what else?
Yeah, I go, what else? Like, we're flying.
Honky tonk.
Like, we fly back tomorrow.
That's a lot of pressure.
And then I was just like, well, how do you... And then I tried to find the middle ground of like being fascinated without being like, is there electricity where you're from? Like, you know, sometimes you meet someone who doesn't speak English great and they're another country. I don't want to come off as like,
yeah.
Do you even have Instagram over there?
But there's a level of curiosity. Like, do you understand my comedy? Like, do you like my reels or how did you?
Right. They're like, yeah, we just like, we like your Instagram. They go, we watch the Instagram videos. So we came to see you. And I was just, I mean, I that's amazing. I couldn't believe that's a first.
There's a chance you taught them English.
I don't know, but
in Nashville, it's like that was not a direct flight.
No, not even.
I mean, they could have gone. Yeah, you had shows in the New York area, California. California would have been.
They said through Dallas. We talked about that.
Okay,
pop into Dallas. But one guy's first time. One guy had been in Nashville before.
Okay.
One guy first time. They probably just like to travel and they like my Instagrams. Like, came to see me in Nashville from Japan. I was just like. And then it's funny, the people after me, the meet and greet folks, everyone behind me was like, what was that? They're like, from Japan. I go, yeah.
They made you.
Yep. International
superstar.
Not just creator of the year. We ended the year in 2025 as an international phenomenon.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Is what you could kind of say.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to those guys. And I was going everywhere in my DMs and I was just praying I could cut, like, tag me or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope they're back safe to Tokyo. I don't know who they are, if I'll ever see them again. But they're like, would you ever do a show in Tokyo? I go, for you two. Yeah. I bet you guys could bring maybe six other people. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's take our shoes off and see what happens.
Yeah. So thanks for everyone who came out. It's been a great year. And thanks for Jake coming out. A lot of people were fired up to see you. How'd you feel? We'll talk about it after this.
Yeah.
Say roll music. Everyone's wanting you to.
Roll music.
Good night. No, don't roll it yet.
Sorry, my mouth tastes like baby shampoo right now. I'm kind of.
Well,
really...
you should have said that bad word.
There's consequences to your actions.
Well, you raised your voice at me and.
It clearly exploded in my travel bag, so.
What?
I brushed my teeth, and apparently the baby soap leaked in my bag and got on my toothbrush, and I just brushed my teeth and for sure had Johnson & Johnson baby soap on it, and now my mouth just tastes like a baby. So.
Tastes like a baby?
Yeah. Have you ever smelled a baby? That's what it tastes like.
Okay. So
roll music.
Correct opinion.
Ooh, you need another last minute Christmas gift? Mm-hmm. One that doesn't ship, one you can gift granny or your sister, your brother-in-law. I say that because my show is for people of all ages and places. You have to speak English.
Oh.
It would help. Thing. It would help.
But treykinder.com/tour. Get your tickets. Gift them for that loved one or yourself. I have 25 cities for sale coming to you in 2026. We're hitting Ohio to start the year. I'm going to Honolulu, Hawaii. We got Kansas City. That'll be a special one. Night before the Super Bowl. I was pretty confident we were going to be in it, but we're not.
It's going to be tough. We're going to be the first team to be eliminated from the playoffs to still make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with our backup quarterback. Then I'm hitting Charlestown, West Virginia, Wilmington, North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, Grand Rapids, and Detroit, Michigan. We got Glendale, California, then up to Seattle, Portland, Oregon area, Boise, Salt Lake, Denver, Houston, Oklahoma City, where we'll shoot the special. And then round out the tour, heading to South Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, St. Louis, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Spartanburg, South Carolina in the tour.
Wow.
Get your tickets, treykinder.com/tour. First time back at it. Stand up on the stage, out on tour. How'd it feel, man?
There were certain parts of it that I was like, just trying to figure out psychologically why I'm not more alarmed by this. Like, I haven't done this in so long, year and a half. And then now all of a sudden I'm just performing in front of people. And it was like, you asked me to go on a walk. It was like, oh yeah, I can do that if you need me to. You need me to walk for 10 minutes? Yeah, I can do that. There was an aspect of that where it's like, I'm not nervous whatsoever to perform and do all this. But as far as the actual, like how it went about how it should have gone for someone performing their first 10 minutes in over a year and a half with untested material.
Okay.
I would say par for the course with expectations.
I feel like you found a couple jokes after night three.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When you first start a tour, you go to a comedy club and you do 7 shows in one weekend, Thursday, you know, and by the time you get to Sunday, you're like, wow, I can't believe I was saying that on Thursday. You know, just as made of 3 days, your set changes so much because you learn so fast. That was what I was saying on Thursday was what I said to 1,500 people in Nashville for the first time. So, but at the same time, it's like, I knew this is only 3 shows. I knew my livelihood or job, nothing depended on this. It's like, I want to do a good job. You asked me to do this. I want to like do a good job. But I also wasn't like, oh, God, I don't know if they liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, they
Trey's
didn't.
Gonna kill me. I was like, oh, I'll make some improvements. I'll do better tomorrow night. Whatever.
Yeah, no one booed.
No one booed.
No one left.
That's the standard.
You know? 100 people just left. Yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah,
no, you did great, man. That was
it was
fun
fine.
To have you back out.
They laughed.
They laughed. They were yeah. If anyone wasn't there, people were laughing.
I mean, they laughed at times. So you know. What else do you want? They laughed at times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was fine. It did make me feel better. I got off stage and I thought, okay, that's not as loud as I remember it being when I used to perform. And then luckily DJ Mike Keller is right there. I don't know if he's being nice or just what, but he's like, "Yo, that crowd was whack."
That's funny.
Yeah, for saying not my fault. Not my fault. That's funny.
So that was nice of him. But yeah,
and it's tough. Have you ever? I guess you would. You would open. I was just about to say, have you ever like been there? Because you so often would open after Lucas. But you've opened the show before.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the first half of last tour, I would do it. But then you have 20 minutes. You can ease into it. I'd kind of do some crowd work a little bit.
10 minutes right at the start is tough. Tough gig.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hurry and get into it. But they're not really ready. It's like, oh, I was just in the middle of having a conversation. Now I got it. What's he saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, whatever. It's a little bit of transition. But it was fine. It was fun. I'm glad I did it. It was a good time. Got to be back on the bus for the first time in a while. How'd you sleep on the bus?
Dude.
Wait, we should make Derek guess.
Yes.
First night
on the bus.
You guys stayed an extra night in the city, right?
Correct. So we drove after an off night.
Okay. I think you slept great.
Okay. What time do you think Trey woke up?
Oh. 6:45.
You're about 6 hours off. No. Dude. So like I was,
jeez.
Oh, praise the Lord! It turned out fine, but I in the run before I was battling something, just kind of one of those like lingering, maybe colds. Like never felt that sick, but it's like, oh, it's there, and then woke up in Nashville with like a whoa, of the flu or something bad. I'm struggling. I kind of get a little better, you know. Obviously, just do the show. Then the next day. I'm kind of better, struggling. We all went out on the off night. We had a fun dinner. I got on the bus, and I immediately passed out, and I woke up at 12:45 p.m. I slept like 11 and a half hours.
On a bus.
And you talk about never in my life. Being a dad of two, touring, sick. It finally, it came to...
Like 4 years came crashing down.
For now, yeah, where yeah. I woke up like... Because me and my... one of my best friends joined us on the road, but just for fun, which I love that he does that. And our Oklahoma State basketball had a big game at 1 p.m. So we're like, let's go watch that together at a sports bar. And in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, we're probably going to be hanging out for multiple hours prior to this. I wake up, you know, just throw on my jeans and go. I'm just sitting down there. I'm like still in a fog, but I go, this is the best I've felt. In months and months.
And you ordered some buffalo wings 15 minutes into being awake.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it was a place called Moose and Brew, so I had a mimosa. Oh. $4 on Saturdays.
Woo.
No, yeah. I did have a salad. But it's one of those bar salads. It was like a mountain of cheese and bacon.
You woke up to a salad. I just don't know if I can do that.
No, trust me. I was disheveled. I woke up and I was like, what am I about to eat? It's like one. Sound check's in 3 hours. It was... I slept good, dude.
Yeah, your friend Matt, he was up early, and I feel like Lucas was up early, and he was, your friend Matt was like asking around, he's like, is this kind of how it is normally? Like, do we just not see Trey for a while? And they're like, no, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know he's back there.
Yeah.
Were you guys close to having to check on him and be like, is there a pulse?
Honestly, I woke up at 11. I couldn't believe that I slept that long. You know, it's one of those, like, it's so dark and you're so lost. All you can see is your phone. And you go, 11? You're like, I guess my phone's wrong. Huh. Yeah, because that couldn't be right. My phone got messed up.
That. Phones will do that. Yeah, my it makes you wrong. Realize we need to improve our the bedroom needs to be colder, darker. You just sleep.
Our room?
Yeah.
It is a tundra in our room.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it can be any colder.
I think it's why you sleep so good though, because your body starts to shut down and like preserve like your organs. Yeah. So it shuts down everything else. Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I couldn't believe when you told me that. I was like, guys, I woke up at 11 today. Trey's like, I woke up at 12:45.
Then yesterday we got home and we both, while the kids were napping, took an hour and a half nap, which I don't think Trey's ever taken an hour and a half nap.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty anti-nap.
Oh, yeah. I've been forced sometimes. Like I hadn't taken a nap in a decade. You get sleep deprived with kids and I'll do like a 20-minute nap. I've started to perfect that.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. We came home, almost 2 hour nap.
Clearly, I'm ill, and I'm amazing, and I battled through it for everyone here,
mm-hmm. Yep, including good job.
My fans and my family. We had a great time. Atlanta's Katie's hometown. Saw all the friends come out.
Very fun. Yeah, saw all the friends. Got to see their kids. Whole thing.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Do I sound like I'm talking weird? Because I had a sandwich in Atlanta. The bread was so crunchy. The roof of my mouth is still. It looks like, do you ever see those, you know, Shark Week? You ever watch those videos where like a shark bites into a fish?
Yeah.
And it's got a big hole and it's got these like strangly skin and stuff. Yeah. That's the roof of my mouth. And I could
stalactites.
My tongue is feeling the skin dangling.
It's like stringy.
Dude, I've never had a sandwich attack me like that.
I guess my question is, it was like a big sandwich. Like the first couple bites when you really.
And then by the end, I was like doing a weird like.
Chomp aside.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I had some soup this weekend. And I was like, took the first bite. I was like, whoo, that's hot. Let's go back in for more immediately.
Ooh, that burned my mouth.
Wow. And yep, what do you know? Hungry. Past 4 days, can't taste super well. So yeah, I did that to myself.
Hey.
It's not good at eating.
You're hungry.
Yeah, it was good soup.
I didn't make it. In fantasy football, I lost.
Thank you for the update.
I was curious, yeah.
God, it's so annoying.
I'm shocked I hadn't heard yet.
Anyway, one of our guys in our league, we're pretty sure he uses AI to draft. He has the best team. And I tell you, AI is coming for everything.
Dang.
And you don't think it is until in your backyard.
Dang.
Taking your championship.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
How's your fantasy team doing?
Yeah.
I have no idea, to be honest. I kind of lost track a little bit. My head coach really just taken one for the team, however that's going.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I hope I get invited to the party that the loser has to throw.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Meat roast? Cheese roast? What was the item?
Meat dip.
Meat dip.
They're having a meat dip party.
We'll hopefully be at this next party. No.
Meat dip.
Yeah, that's the loser's punishment, is that they have to throw a party for everyone else. So it's like not really a punishment. It's like a fun thing, right?
Yeah, if you're a girl, that's fun.
Yeah.
Meat dip.
And I'm guessing there'll be meat dip there.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything about Katie's jacket today. No offhanded comments or, you know, calling her a character that maybe she's portraying or anything?
No, I actually complimented her on it.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. And I think I encouraged her to wear it because she was making fun of it.
Yeah.
She said she didn't like it.
A little unsure.
She feel like the pockets maybe emulate saggy.
Sag.
Now, don't look without looking, but she said that there's these big pockets on the front.
Oh, she's I
just
see it.
It looks like maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Ew.
She's like, is that like a weird pocket placement? And I thought, I don't know. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I mean, they're big pockets.
I don't know what Jesse from Toy Story wears, but I feel like it's like a similar look.
Yeah, I can see that.
Thank you.
Some Jesse vibes.
Thank you. I'll be a cowgirl. It's fine.
Where'd you get that?
Anthropology.
Well, that's expensive, isn't it?
Have you gotten my Christmas present yet?
You got me? Like, from you to me?
From you to me. Have you gotten my Christmas present?
Why did you think that's what she was asking?
I was just like, should I have opened it? Because I'm always thinking of myself. Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Have you got my present yet? No, I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, no.
I was waiting until Christmas.
Surely, what's the plan there? What are we doing? We never talk about this. What is our annual thing? We should give each other a gift?
Yeah, that's what we've done for the past like 5 years.
Just one?
Oh, really? 5 years? Name the last 5 years of gifts of you and you go.
For Christmas?
Yep.
Massage chair?
Yep.
I don't remember which year it was, but you gave me a Peloton.
Okay.
Those were like the two big ticket items.
Okay.
It's only one per year. I can't get over that.
That's it? Well, when they're like a Peloton and a massage chair, that's pretty.
I guess. Yeah.
Wow. So this is telling. She.
Yeah, the gifts aren't big enough.
I got to shell out. How much money for you to recall
them? I
guess you do. I could easily name all the 5 you got me.
I
could easily name 5 years of what you got me. Ready?
Okay.
Sweatsuit. Oh,
a Kith sweatsuit was another one. So
I gave you?
Yeah, that's 3 years.
You gave me a sweatsuit. 1 year you gave me slippers.
Which way are
one
those?
One year you gave me.
You gave her a Peloton, she gave you slippers?
Exactly. Fine. It's awkward. One year you gave me
Peloton was for both of us.
Call of Duty expansion pack. And another you gave me.
I definitely did not give one that year, to you.
Yep. And another you gave me.
Halo Reach expansion pack.
Definitely never gave me that.
Fortnite skin.
Car detail.
I've never given you those things.
Car detail's a good gift. That was a good idea, Prove Katie. It. That was a good gift.
Prove it.
I think I've gotten you clothes most years. That's all I've gotten you, actually.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. No, I haven't got it for you yet. But that's the beauty of Amazon. They're doing 2-day right now, right?
It's on some things.
Are they pushed back?
Not sure. A lot.
I feel like Christmas season, I stray away from Amazon because I can't get anything past Rachel. I got to go straight to the source.
Yeah. Also, like, maybe like something a little better than on Amazon.
What if I gave you a gift that said it was a beautiful card and I wrote a bunch of stuff, nice stuff about you that I meant, and then it said, remember the years I got your Peloton and massage chair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what if you got your words of affirmation for Christmas this year?
That's not really
handwritten.
That's what I want for Christmas. What I want for Christmas is for you to, for 5 minutes straight, compliment me.
I know that's what you want. You
because that would be more than the total year of compliments I've received. This woman won't do this.
It's tough for me. Words of affirmation is just not my. It's not my gift, which is a bummer because
everyone,
he definitely
go to YouTube
wants
and watch
that.
This. Compliment me for 30 seconds straight. It makes her squirm. Compliment me for 30 minutes.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, it is, right? I can do it. Katie, you're beautiful. You're tall.
Tall is not a compliment.
Second one should have been a little better than
okay,
tall.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, I'll take back a few seconds. You're an amazing wife and mother. I love you very much. Your feet are proportionate to your body.
Mention the front pocket.
The front pockets are big.
I can match this energy.
I'm being serious. And I love your red nails. They remind me of my mom always had red nails. And you're incredibly patient, supportive, kind, loving woman. I love you. Mm-hmm. Yo.
You look really nice today. Your shirt kind of looks like you're a lumberjack, but you're not quite like built like one.
See, she can't do it. I sincerely said a few things in there.
I'm still good. Oh, I still have time. You did a really good job performing this weekend. It was really fun to watch you. It's really fun to watch you make other people laugh and like
I'm
cry
more than,
laughing.
I'm more than what I do for a living.
Talk about his character.
You are a really good dad, except in the middle of the night when you turn off the monitors and don't turn them back on. And you love us very well. And you provide for us very well.
Not bad.
And anything about... are you attracted to me?
That's a good point. That was missing.
The, kind of the biggest insecurity I have. So
that was
when it comes to
that
us.
Was loud.
You are very handsome. Your recent haircut looks very nice. I really like the transplant you got. And
what about Trey's front pockets?
You look really good after you looked really good after the High Rocks competition a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
Cool. I haven't worked out since. Is it? Oh, it's yeah. Already showing. You think
you went through that phase where you said, everything I want to eat, I do.
I had a cinnamon roll this afternoon. I didn't care.
He's still doing that.
I had a cinnamon roll this afternoon.
No, well, you can't lose a bunch of weight if you don't put a bunch on.
Yeah.
He had a cinnamon roll this afternoon after we made cinnamon bread for breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, once that taste gets in your mouth, it's hard to, like, I just want more.
I woke up. We had a nice, pleasant family morning. I made cinnamon Christmas bread, dude. Ate 2 slices. And then I went out after lunch and said, I want a treat and I had a cinnamon roll. I don't care right now.
You don't.
Whatever I want.
Good for you.
And we're doing this podcast. I was this close for myself a bottle of Basic, but
there's not a cinnamon flavor yet. So I didn't.
Wait, it's coming soon.
Look out.
Cinnamon Chardonnay.
Ew. It's so gross.
No, we'll figure it out.
I think Rachel's a little bit the same way, where I'm super words of aff, would like to hear it more. And she's coming around, but there are just like, it's hard for me to even like rationalize. Like Rachel loves to listen to the podcast and everything. But we'll never, and like, I know she listens. Sometimes I'll see it on her phone or I'll hear it when she's getting ready. Like, I know she listens every week, but I never hear feedback from her. That would be good. What do you want me to say?
It's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you know,
it would be so hard for me.
So many things.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even really need you to like butter me up. Like enough people are listening to where I'm not like on the fence about doing this anymore. But just like, I'm surprised you don't have any feedback because you're like, you're in it. I'm telling stories. Like, you know, you don't
and
think
then
of
they
anything.
Try and it's just the word. Like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I hear you like swallow sometimes. If we could edit that out, you're like, that's not real feedback. I have to swallow.
I gave you good feedback recently about your work.
Or that too. And then you're like, oh, come on. She's like, okay, fine. She's like, I think your opening joke sucks. And you're like, well, not that much feedback.
Just the nice part. You know, hamburger, just do the top and bottom layer. Not the middle.
What?
When I said that you have a lot of really cool stuff going on and you should promote yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you...
I'm awesome. Like that?
Yeah, like you're really humble, but you should... You have like a lot of cool projects, I feel like you could...
We go home for Christmas.
You could like...
Be like...
You're saying like publicly on Instagram or like, with the in-laws?
Both.
Oh.
Mm. Both.
But Christmas, we're like opening gifts. I go, hey, little 3-year-old Sylvie, put that... Me first.
Yep. Nationally touring comedian goes first.
Yeah, I sold out the Roxy. Did you?
Yeah, I sold 1,500 tickets in kind of a down year. I'm recession proof, so why don't I open up the gifts first?
Okay,
it's not really what I was talking about, but
what would you like him to promote more?
My looks.
Sure. Yeah, we could use
transplant
that.
Before and afters.
Yeah, we could use that too.
People are dying for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of people on Instagram who literally like make something up. To build it up. Like they literally make something up just so they can have a fun build up story.
I feel like you have an influencer in mind. Let's go ahead and hear about the specific example.
I don't know if I do, but
I've
seen it several times where it's like they want the story of like how they did it or like this like teaser to go on for like a week or two. And I don't really like it because I'm like, I just feel like you are doing it just for this like build up and what you're actually doing is not that cool.
Yeah.
And what I'm telling Trey is that
announcement soon. Duh, 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 and in my eyes, I'm like, I'll just tell you when it's out.
That's I'm with you. Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But I think but you can do a little bit more because your stuff is like already cool. You don't have to make cool things up. You have cool things to announce. And so
it's tough too. Cause when you're a funny guy and so everyone's following you as a funny guy, you know, I've done announcement coming tomorrow. You should look at your DMs, like finally coming out of the closet or, you know, it's like, what are we doing here? Then you just get bullied and I'll just tell you later, but it is tough. It's funny learning that about myself, how much I want the words and I almost don't care now. But it still reminds me of like when she's like, a bunch of my friends are coming. And these are like her friends who I've gotten to know a bit, but they're her friends who you're kind of like, they're coming to see her husband. That's really nice of them. Like they don't know me. They don't care about me, but you know, stage and, and yeah, in my head, I'm like, what are the words? You know, people go, good show. And your head, I'm going, well, you know. It would have been nice if you could have maybe just like a couple sentences.
One specific thing.
You know, or it's like, you know. I really found that funny. And you just get in your head like, what did anyone? Good show. That's what I say when I don't like the show. I say good show. And they're like, people like Katie and Rachel, like, I don't know how else to compliment you. Good show.
No, it was amazing. I loved it. What'd you like about it? All of it.
All of it.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
You already said that.
I hate it.
Yeah, I'll notice that sometimes. So like, in the moment, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned because he recently learned how to play with scissors. So,
oh.
I think everything is okay up there.
That sound like a scissors scream?
Unsure, but she'll text me if needed.
I feel like sometimes in the moment, I don't notice it. I'm like, oh, that was great. Everyone's fun. And then like 30 minutes later, I think, you know, they all kind of had opportunities to maybe say something. And no one did. All right, I'm going to choose not to reflect on that too much, but that is interesting.
Right. Okay, yeah, just put that in the back of my brain. Forget it.
And I also wonder... friends text me, though, to me, not to you. Like during the show, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm crying. This is so good.
Oh, they give you a little live update.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And then
nice.
Another friend texted me.
You talk
me.
About her never, she wouldn't even transfer over other people's words of affirmation. She's so bad at it.
She's got to keep that
for the first
herself.
Time I heard of this. Yeah.
And then another friend texted me like yesterday.
Oh,
and
I know how much this means to Trey. Forget it.
That it was so great and it made her feel so normal. Because it was so relatable.
Profound.
Hashtag relatable.
It made her feel normal?
Yeah.
Just your like friend, like Condoleezza Rice or something? Or
no, like all of the like mom stuff and wife stuff.
Oh, it's like, I'm not that like, weird. We're all yeah, going like, through we're all this.
Doing this.
I see, yeah. I see, yeah. I see.
Yeah, you're bringing people together.
Wow.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's all I needed.
Sometimes people say that, like, I was almost not going to tell you this. I didn't want to give you a big head. And you're like, it would be nice to hear a compliment. I'm doing my job.
Oh, no, yeah. So just to clear the air, if just without these, I'd probably give up and be depressed. So you dropping a little compliment. It's kind of the only reason I can keep going. So the whole big thing, not a prob. What are you about to show us, Derek?
Have you guys seen this meme going around? It kind of fits perfectly.
How it feels when my wife gives me a compliment.
What a montage.
Yes!
That's a great...
Just
all right. Makes you feel so normal.
Mm-hmm. See?
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... That's...
But it's got to be natural, too, because you can tell sometimes when a wife... They see that online or someone's like, hey, all the man wants to hear is I respect you. And he'll come up out of nowhere and she'll be like, hey, I'm really proud of you and grateful for the way you do it. I'm like, well, cringe. You're doing it cringy.
So that's kind of the issue is that the times that I've kind of tried, you're just like, yeah, I don't like this. I just given up. So I just show you love in other ways.
Huh. Family friendly?
Okay. Yeah. Physical touch. We'll get into it. Does Trey have a love language that you're not getting enough of?
Physical touch? Because I could...
You could ramp it up?
I could ramp it up if you need me to.
Yep. Thank you. That'd be great. No, maybe some more gifts.
Yeah, see, I could have seen that coming. The one per year.
Hello. Okay. Hey, be careful what you wish for. I'm about to hit you with 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
If I was like every day for 12 days, new surprise, would you like eat that up or kind of be like, this is too much?
I would love that. Who wouldn't like that?
Would you that, or you'd probably like be sick of that by day four, right?
Yeah, by day five, you'd be like, physical touch.
Right? That's probably where this is going?
Yeah. That's my concern. Katie went through some insurance ordeal. Hit me out of nowhere. Medical insurance. You got to know today or else they'll kill us next year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How'd that go?
Was that
it's an
nice?
Ordeal. Insurance is always an ordeal.
It's always complicated.
I'm going through it.
And it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know what's covered, what's not, where to begin.
Truly.
You know, you go to this doctor's this, whatever. Yeah. And so Roe is a proud sponsor.
This
simplifies some things when it comes to insurance. Roe's free insurance checker breaks it all down, making it easier to get the weight loss support you may already qualify for. Roe gives you the info you need to feel confident in your decision to start treatment when it comes to GLP-1. So if you're on the hunt for some of these, there's a number of them out there. Little Zempy, I think people are calling it. Whatever. Okay. We don't judge. Roe can help you understand if GLP-1s are right for you and your goals. And that's just the beginning. When you become a Roe member, you'll have support throughout the process. You'll have access to your provider on demand for any questions. No paperwork, no hassle, no waiting on hold. Join over the 1 million. There's over 1 million people who've trusted Roe to check their coverage for free. So go to roe.co/correctopinions for your free insurance check. That's roe.co/correctopinions, roe.co/correctopinions, all one word, to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to roe.co/safety for boxed warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medication.
Okay.
Oh, no. What? You forgot to give someone important in your life a gift. It's too late. You can't ship anything.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
They're backed up.
I need to give them something that I don't need to ship. Something digital.
Boom. Proud sponsor coming in clutch alert. Function Health. You've heard us talk about it. And what a unique gift you give this Christmas season. The gift of health.
That is a good gift.
Yeah, right? We've all done it. We've given it to our parents who've done it. And what is Function Health? It's an amazing product. We've all used it where you can go to a place near you. They have a bunch of partners where you can easily go get your blood work done and check over 160 biomarkers for your heart, hormones, inflammation, stress, and more to see where your health's at. What a gift to give someone this holiday season.
People got plenty of stuff. You know, they don't have plenty of health.
Yeah.
Plenty of biomarkers
being
checked.
You're helping them live longer. I mean, that's...
Yeah. And it's a fun to compare your biological age to your friends.
It is. It is.
So it's usually like $500. They've got a deal going right now where it's $365 a year. Plus, we have a code as well. That's $1 a day. But with our code, it's even less.
Good math.
Learn more and join using our link, functionhealth.com/Trey, and use the gift code Trey25. So either go to the link, functionhealth.com/Trey, or use our gift code Trey25, TREY25. For $25 credit towards your membership.
It's less than $1 a year.
We'd use it.
Wow. I mean, $1 a day.
It's more than a
function health. Her brain biomarkers were low. Functionhealth.com/Trey.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right. This is good. Thank you all for listening to the podcast and to our... I think we've come a long way in this last conversation.
This has been a good little counseling session.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Correct opinions. I got one.
Okay.
Great. I'm going to start. Get a lot of Christmas cards, and we're exiting the sweet spot of no Christmas cards, you know, when you're in your 20s. Why would you? So we're getting the cute little, the Dawson family, and they're in a meadow, whatever. And it's funny to see, and as we need to get ours out right now, you know, the thought process. What do you go with? Because some people hit you with simple picture, Merry Christmas, forget about it. Some people hit you with both sides. 5 photos,
mm-hmm.
Big ones, small ones, cute ones. And then some will give you a little extra, little update. Oh, we got, these are our 3 kids. They're these ages. Bundle of joy.
One on the way.
One on the way. Yeah. I think it's funny too. Some will hit you with just a reminder. We're still Christians. You know, instead of Merry Christmas, it's seasons, blessings.
Ooh.
And a Bible verse, and in this house, you know, we worship the one and only risen Lamb. And so you're like, all right, well, they're still on the team. It's good to know. And I think my correct opinion is do less, God bless. If I may bring back the catchphrase. I want to see your cute family. I like that. I like seeing a little, oh, look, they've grown up a little bit. If you're sending me a card, we know loosely the ages of the children. we know you just had a child. My gosh, do we know? You give us a once a month update on your Instagram of that thing. So we don't need. Oh, let's just say our hearts grew a little fuller this holiday season when little Maya May joined us, or whatever. I just don't.
I'm gonna need you to give me that correct opinion with all the backstory, though.
There it is.
So if you could just look at the camera and just give the correct opinion with nothing in the background,
that'd seem be like great. Too many details, right?
Yeah, a little too many details.
Yeah.
See, she's good. She's good at those words.
She had no problem getting those out.
She didn't miss a beat on that. My correct opinion is we don't need the updates on the Christmas card. My correct opinion is
no more credit cards. All right, it's changing now.
My correct opinion is we don't need updates on the Christmas cards. There. Thank you.
Good job.
And now when Katie goes in to edit that clip, it'll be easier for her.
Yep.
How do we feel about that?
I was thinking about Christmas cards recently. Are they, just question off the top, are they a girl thing? Like, is this the woman in every household is like, let's make sure we get this done, take the pics, send this out, whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I figured, because there's not like a single aspect of my DNA that like understands it. Like, I can't even like wrap my head around like ever doing
like,
it.
Like, why are you doing it? That,
yeah. Because we have the internet. What are we doing this
part
for?
Part of my algorithms, like some of these women mental load influencers, and I get a kick out of it, mainly because I can't even fathom so much of the women problem of the mental load. And they're like, guys don't even think about this. They're like, yeah.
I choose to not.
I've got to do all these Christmas cards by myself. Yeah, I wouldn't do them. I just saved myself 10 hours. Done. I still have friends.
Yeah.
Or and then you immediately you try to modernize it. You're like, let's just shoot out like a mass email or something with like a picture of us. No. It's different. Yeah, right. That's different.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I watched Katie last night where she's like, we got to do these Christmas gifts. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm
like,
so I got my mother. Christmas presents.
My mother, she sent me a link. You know, to make it easy, this is exactly what I want. Mm. Or if you want to do a little more fun, I'd love a pair of shoes. I click the link, it says sold out.
Hey, and then your mom listens to this. Your mom listened to this and you can't. Is this coming out tomorrow and she's going to listen to it and then you're giving her the gift next week?
Yeah, but that's how modern day gifts work. She knows exactly what she's getting.
This is the link.
She doesn't really.
No, and then she's, well, did you hear the story?
Yeah, but.
So what was the story? She sent me this. If not, shoes. So what are the.
She doesn't know that it's sold out.
Two things.
So she doesn't know it's sold out. So she's still kind of wondering, but now you're going to ruin it for her.
Anyway.
Surprise.
Okay, you know what? It wasn't sold out. I'm going to get it. But all that to say, I bought this gift in 5 minutes. And it's a good gift. I watched Katie hour and a half. Two gifts. And the women, like us men, I say we
are too
simple? Care too much.
Yeah.
They do. It's got to be the perfect gift for my daughter. I go, we just think she's not going to remember anything about this December.
Kids don't make memories until they're eight.
Yeah.
Right?
But you know what's funny? Close to it. Is you're kind of like that. But
I don't have many memories of my life at all past 3 years ago.
That's like a whole.
No one does.
Yeah, they do.
No, I think that bonus correct opinion. I think a lot of people listening, tell me you don't agree with it. What was your favorite part of being 15 years old?
I would have to smell something to take me back.
Yeah,
I can't do it on my own.
Yeah,
I would need like a song to be played to take me back.
Tell me, Derek. Tell me two memories of your sophomore year of high school.
I played football. I had a lot of concussions. I may not be a good example.
That's a dude right there. So it doesn't matter.
Wow.
Anyway,
I remembered one.
Oh!
Had a teacher who played a lot of Nelly Furtado. And we all thought that was pretty strange, even in the moment. Looking back, still pretty weird.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
White male teacher?
White young female.
White young female.
Yeah. Okay. Just playing, like, blaring promiscuous.
Oh.
It's that ridiculous. If it sits on the floor, we ain't no room.
Yeah, that's dude, going where we're trying
that
to
that is a sensual song.
Yeah. Mrs. Wirtz, where I'm like, why is she playing this music every day?
What is that?
She was the teacher who was
give it to me. Wanna see you wake your body.
She was coming in hungover 100%.
See, yeah, I didn't know anything at that time, but I wish I could go back now and like see it with a new like view.
Dude, that's a crazy thing to not realize. I was in one of my meet and greets and I go, oh, let's just shuffle some Bieber. And some like popular Chris Brown song came on. What's it called? Good song. But let me tell you, these songs matter when you're around certain people.
I noticed some of Sabrina Carpenter's recent music is like really
You can't just throw that on around anyone.
It's not just like radio pop music like I thought Sabrina Carpenter was. I mean, it's like I'm like learning new words, like listening to her. I'm like, you can do what to a girl? Gosh. Not on this planet, I don't think. My goodness. It's like, yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah, this was in the middle of a meet and greet. I just...
And you're like touching people to take photos.
Yeah, you put your arm around them.
Yeah. Oh. It said, can't call for help.
Oh my God.
That was
gosh.
One of the lyrics.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, that.
Did you, were you kind of like, next?
I was in my mind kind of like, I hope no one's noticing this. I hope no one's noticing this.
You keep filling the silence so they can't hear it. Where are you guys from? Are you guys around here? Mm-hmm. Coming before the show? Dude, that's what they, we're just going to keep going from topic to topic. I feel like. Just some anecdotal evidence. You every show this weekend, you'd be like, and make some noise if you've never seen me before. A lot of people were coming for the first time. Do you feel that way?
Yes. Which, again, you talk about overthinking everything all the time. When I first started doing that, even the, we did that with the Grow Up Tour, because this is my second tour.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, oh, just interesting. In your head, you're like, well, I bet half these people came to the last one. It was like 95% first time. And so you're like, oh my gosh. Everyone who came the first time is not coming back.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we have no repeat customers. Oh, but there's so many more people to capture. I don't know what, you know.
Right, but then
which way to look at it.
When I saw Bergetzi when we were on the road, and they did the same thing. It was like 90% of the room was like, first time.
Woo! That's so interesting.
Well, when you think about it, it makes sense. How many, you've seen shows, people you're fans of. Every time they're in town, you go. I mean, it's tough to.
Yeah.
You got to be, number one, that's a really big fan. Number two. It's such a tough ask to be like, I'm here this one Friday night.
Right.
Hope you guys are available.
I hope you don't have plans.
And so now it makes more sense to me, and I'm actually kind of encouraged by it because I've started to do that just out of curiosity, and I think there's some shows to be like, I feel like 20% of these people have been here before. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. That's a good number to me.
You should do it at the very beginning of the show, like, make some noise if it's your first time. And they all scream. So they just do the set from last year. Like, oh, great. I'll do some of the greatest hits then over the last couple of years. Yeah, I'll just kind of like pick and choose my favorites over the years. Easy.
And let's say with the internet, like, what coaxes someone to like go to one of my shows? I bet it'd be amazing to think how many people like in that room have still never even seen me do stand up before, a single clip or anything.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Probably not.
It's wild. Others have watched every single moment of special or whatever. The others are like, I don't know.
I'm going to come back out on the road with you, not as a comedian, but as like a data analyst for you. I'm going to come do exit surveys for you.
Please.
I think that's fascinating.
About this, you talk about words of affirmation. I genuinely wish I could send an email like, hey, let us know what you think. And like, again, don't just say like, I liked it or I loved it. Like a genuine, I want all 1,000 of you to give me a really good breakdown of what you just saw.
Truly, I think that would help. I always tell people, like stand-up is like less creative than you think. It's like a puzzle. It's very like logical, I feel like. It's
sure.
Like, I don't know. That's how I see it. So like getting more data, I think would be helpful. Like, hey, this was the part of the show that people, if asked your least favorite part, they're all kind of saying this one thing. Okay, that's good to know.
I love that. But like, that would obviously be psychotic if you're like, the video of me in your email after the show. I'm not kidding around. I need a very detailed understanding of your thoughts on that.
Everyone's like, I was just trying to have fun. I don't want homework. Like,
but that's why
I don't even remember half of it. What? Why not?
I'm in the lobby while it's fresh. It's not a take-home assignment. It's like, while it's fresh on your mind, give me some stuff.
You just kind of go in with your clipboard, row to row, and a guy laughs.
I'm in disguise.
And you kind of go, hey, hello, sir. Is that your 10 out of 10 laugh? Or are you like one of these loud laughers? That's kind of more like a 5
Did you
out
even
of 10 laugh.
Get it? Because I feel like you didn't. I feel like you laughed at the wrong part. I'll tell you what he said. Come with me. Come with me. I'll explain it to you.
And that's why it's funny. Okay, so you thought of something for a different reason. Interesting.
Okay, interesting. All right, go back. Take your seat. Don't come back.
Yeah, that would be nice. Correct opinion?
My correct opinion is that it is way harder to travel with Thomas now than it has ever been.
I got to see a little taste of this.
Which part did you see?
I mean, just trying to like get from like the airplane to baggage claim, you know, just a little bit of it.
It's a combination of the energy, which you saw.
He's 2 years and 3/4. Do you say that?
In 9 months.
Almost three.
Yeah. 2 points.
That was a better way to say it.
But he also like is like having tantrums and stuff now. So then you're kind of like, there's a lot of moments where you're like, you can't just keep going. You have to like stop and address something. Whereas before it was just, and he's out of the sweet spot of like, we kind of got to a point where he was like, okay, he's a little more independent. He kind of likes to walk. He can keep up. And now all of a sudden we like have stranger danger again and he wants to be carried and is having tantrums and
very volatile all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And scared. I'm scared, scared. Like I ran, I walked off to do something and he's like, will we ever see him again?
Yeah. It's like sweet and sad. He's definitely like just become way more aware of like his surroundings. And he's kind of like, oh wait, I don't know any of these people.
Speaking of his surroundings, I heard him yesterday tell the sun to go away.
Yes.
I don't like the sun. Go away.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Out of nowhere, like, he'll be like, dude, what? Screw this sun. And he's like looking at me like, get rid of it. And he's furious. Like, and you're like, what do I do with them? I'm like, stop.
Like, we're having a nice time. You're in my arms. Yeah. Why are you so mad about the sun?
He's like, God. Yeah, that's... And on the literal drive home, he's in the car. And he's whining about something else. He's like, we closed the sunroof because it was in Katie's eyes. He's like, I want to see that sun again.
Yeah. I was like, I thought you didn't like
the sun. Why'd you take the sun away?
And it's, yeah, you're just.
It's just interesting because like, I just wasn't expecting. I thought we were kind of like, it was going to only get easier from here.
He's going through this, yeah.
But we're going to have, it's maybe a little, yeah, but it's all
he was
good.
So, yeah, because we had a window for maybe 6 months. We're on a plane or traveling. He was pretty happy. He's like, well, he's like, look at that plane. This is cool. Whoa, we're grabbing a smoothie. Cool, cool. And now,
and Eva like, was, that's also part of it is now she's walking around and has energy and is not just like laying on me. So,
well, I think the 12 hour travel to Hawaii will be great.
Yeah. I'm really,
they'll both come on the other side of it here in a few weeks.
I'm going to be extra prepared for that. I'm going to have a lot of activities.
Activities being like Sudafed, Benadryl.
Yeah.
You'll have a few soliloquies about how much you love me.
Yeah, some written word would be nice.
Because I'll get a little antsy and I'll need...
Yeah, I was going to worry about your entertainment too, yes.
Thank you. Well, good job. We did it. And prayers for our drive, our Christmas drive to family. We're going to try early morning this time. I don't know. It's kind of like a road trip with kids and you're like, let's try late at night, early in the morning. It's like when they're like, hey, man, we're going to hang you. What time of day would you like to do it? You're like, I mean, I guess
I could probably find a
sunset would be pretty like it. It's not a good option. What about you?
I would choose morning.
Right,
just get it over with.
Just kind of wake up like,
all
right,
all day.
I'm not nervous. You know, I'm going to be anxious all day. Just get over it. Do it in my sleep.
It's fair.
Last meal for that? Feels
like old fashioned hanging. Might be a lot more mess.
That's what I'm saying. I would do something like
so.
Soup and spaghetti because I want that'd be my last revenge.
Okay. Some of it's not gonna sit well. Yeah.
I guess that wouldn't be possible because it's so.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a burrito from a food truck. Mm-hmm. Could your call,
dude? Back in the day, they couldn't even do it to her. They kick out the chair and she just stand up. And they try to do another, and she's like, "We don't have one tall enough."
We need more rope.
This is so dark.
No, it's funny. They don't do it anymore.
Oh.
Not in this country.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. All
right, correct opinion?
Yeah.
My correct opinion is that Google Chrome, if you use it, will say, mind if I suggest a password? I hate it. I do not like that function. I don't like it one bit. It's like I was on... this is a little separate topic. I was on healthcare.gov this morning because I don't know if I told you guys this or not. Rachel came home from school like 2 weeks ago and was like, hey, we had to like decide our health insurance for next year. And anyway, you're gonna need to find health insurance January 1st. I was like, all right, great. She's like, it seemed expensive. Whoa. So I was like, all right, great.
We had the mad dash
There's
of health
no
insurance
way.
On Friday. She's like, we have to decide. Where's your laptop? I need to decide in an hour.
There's like, no way it was more expensive than healthcare.gov.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no way it was more expensive?
Yeah.
I'm not an insurance guy.
Yeah, normally I stay out of it.
I would love to know. I mean, obviously she knows, but it is so expensive. through the marketplace.
Yeah, I might need to double check some of Rachel's work, because what she's telling me is not adding up. It's like, wow, for a school, that's really expensive for me. Either way, I'm making a new email, on this site, and it's like, would you like me to suggest a password? And then before I can even start typing in my own or anything, it just gives me 26 characters. It's so I'm like, worst. Oh gosh, get out of here. I hate it.
I can come up with my own.
If I'm just going to smash the keyboard, I could do what you're doing.
My computer has never done that before.
Oh.
You on Chrome?
Yeah.
Really?
She doesn't know how to work any of it.
I feel like...
I mean, dude, let's do it. We'll tap you back in when we change subject. It's... Yeah, I'm sorry. Love you. It's,
you know what I just thought of? I've never seen you operate a computer before. Like, I've never seen you, I've never seen you type.
She can't figure out how to open it.
Excuse you? Figure out health insurance.
From Georgia Tech. I'm sure you know your way around a computer.
And yeah. It feels slimy. They're like, we'll make it up for you and we'll hold on to it for you.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Why don't I take care of it? Hey, you got enough on your plate. Mental load.
All right, yeah. Thanks for coming to the bank. We had all your money here. Here's the key. You could, all right, get hold on to it. Trust me.
I'm holding on to a lot of other people's. So it'd just be easier for me to hang on yours too. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, you want to see me get fired up? Let's talk about health insurance.
Katie's passionate about it. She's good at finding it. Thank you for doing that. That's her job. She kills it. What are we working with next year? Is that bad to say? What do we got?
There's only one plan on the marketplace now that Children's Mercy, the only children's hospital in this area, accepts now.
Were we Aetna?
No, that's what we used to be.
Blue Cross?
Medica is the only one.
Or Medica?
Yeah.
Medica. That sounds trash.
It sounds Spanish.
Is that for poor people?
Trust me, no.
Oh.
It is so expensive.
Medica.
But
United States
crazy?
America.
On the entire marketplace, all the other insurance companies, none of them are accepted at Children's Mercy. So I had to select that one company because we can't not have coverage.
And you're loyal to the MERS.
It's the only children's hospital.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that.
So it's like that was the only logical option.
Whose fault is it? Their insurance is bad.
Yeah.
Point
the finger.
The government.
Big gov.
Insurance companies. I don't know.
Bonus correct opinion?
It's all just so bad and messed up.
Okay, good correct opinions, everyone. We saw a lot of your comments on YouTube. People are saying, hey, when's Family and Derek going to give us
the
correct opinion? We said, you know what? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We'll do it.
I know he's not technically a part of the speaking part of the podcast, which
yeah.
I like.
Whoa, yeah, don't say that.
But I would love to hear some of Derek's correct opinions.
You got one for us?
Okay.
Is this like a trial period that I'm on? Or
kind of is, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, based on how this goes.
You need to be good enough, yeah.
Okay. All right. Because, we make it look easy, but it's not easy to come up with correct opinions. Yeah.
All right. My correct opinion is that if you compare the total number of votes in 2020 to the total number of votes...
Okay, Let me talk. Leave that out. Oh, no. See, guys, this is what...
Oh, that didn't take long. This is what happens.
Wait, where is he going with that?
Yeah, that's not really our vibe here, so...
Hey, well, 2026, we can try it again.
Do you want a chance at redeeming yourself, Derek? If we gave you another chance, do you think you could?
I don't know. This seems like a very pro censoring podcast now.
Oh, here he goes again.
My First Amendment.
Oh, no.
Don't get him going on the amendments.
Let's move on.
Thanks for joining the speaking part.
Yeah. No, shh. Yeah. I'm joking.
Think about what you said.
Derek, you have big Christmas plans?
I got to get a new baby ring for my wife. And
baby ring?
Yeah.
Well, where does that go?
Is that her push present, a ring?
Push present, ring, Christmas, and her birthday is the day after Christmas. So it's...
Is that for a finger?
I think so. Yeah.
I honestly think so. baby ring? I was like, this is one of those pelvic floor things that I just don't understand. I don't know where it goes or how it raises.
Genuinely, yeah.
So she has three rings.
Okay.
We bought all of them together, and then now we got
like
a fourth.
A tree.
I get it. I have a ring for every decade.
Do you have two? Or?
I'm still waiting on the other one because I made it.
Oh, do you guys? How long's this been?
I yeah.
And I swear when we started, I said, this guys, this will take months and months. I swear I called it.
It's the price you pay for something that you want, that you're going to wear forever.
That's just the that most you want perfect thing of all time.
It wasn't my fault. It literally wasn't my fault.
There's just no world that was going to be simple.
Anyways, do you pick September. It out or do you let...
We're going to go together now. We decided.
Okay.
So, but September is Diamond and Sapphire. Does that sound right? Or am I making that up?
It's Wind and Fire in September...
21st.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yep.
Honestly, couldn't tell you.
So I think it's going to be an expensive one for this one compared to some other ones.
Well, yeah. Is this your last one?
I think we might go one more.
Oh, okay. So just maybe like aim for not September. So.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, good
for you going up to Iowa?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we are getting, and it's not just something we're excited for just because it's Christmas and this will upset Katie. We're getting a golden retriever.
Ooh.
Wow.
Dude, that's so exciting.
For Christmas. Beautiful. For the kids.
Family gift. Yeah.
Are they going to lose their mind?
Yeah. And we're going to, we have one dog, but they don't really like it that much. And so we got
a little upgrade. Yeah. Okay. Well, what dog are you working with now?
It's some rat thing that I had before when I was in college. It's still surviving.
Wow.
How old is it?
I'm like, yeah, how old is it? Oh my gosh.
An elderly like 13 rat.
Now it's eyes bugging out its head.
Oh yeah.
Do you have a photo of it? I'd like to see this little creature.
Maybe Patreon. Patreon.
Dog reveal.
You'll get demonetized if you put it on this episode.
But you're gonna be in Iowa, so you're gonna bring the dog, and how's that gonna work?
Someone that Becca went to high school with is now a vet and has these puppies.
Let's just say access.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
But how are you? So the dog's already there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And it'll be enough time, 8 weeks or whatever it needs to be.
Okay.
By the day we'd be leaving after Christmas.
Ooh, okay.
So, that's nice. Perfect. Now, big question. You going to get your dog vaccinated?
We'll have it eat some of the Johnson & Johnson shampoo.
Some of Katie's toothpaste.
Yeah. That'll fix it up. It says here. Yeah. It says one of the highest tiers of birthstone, Sapphire September. Expensive. April's Diamond. That's brutal.
Oh, okay. So it's
lowest tier, cheapest, February, Amethyst.
We had a February.
Yeah.
Come on. And do you know your birthstone?
I know my birth month. Would that help?
Mm-hmm.
August.
Peridot.
Peridot?
It says it's mid tier.
What color?
You think I would have heard of my birthstone before?
Peridot.
Peridot?
Yep.
It sounds like
it's green.
Avatar creature.
It's a vibrant yellowish green.
Is there another word for peridot? Like I've heard of my...
Is there a different pronunciation, maybe? Peridot?
Peridot? Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I
was told my birthstone at one point, and it was not peridot. Well, what else is green?
Do you guys remember, did your moms have, like in the 90s, those necklaces where it looked like little like stick people, but the birthstones were like...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Was like the dress or the shirt.
Yep. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Those are classic. I wonder if my mom still has it.
You get those for push presents, guys?
Yeah.
Genius
you know
idea.
What I'm talking about, Trey?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom have one?
Yes.
I wonder if she still has it.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, was that a thing? Because I remember growing up, my mom and then my sister were getting like their birthstones. Like that was a big deal.
I feel like it was really popular. It's right. Definitely still a thing, obviously. But like, I think that it was like really hot in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about mood rings? Those kind of died out too, huh?
Yeah, they did. Those were fun.
Charm bracelets. I remember giving a high school girlfriend a charm bracelet on every occasion.
Oh, dude,
new charm.
I was like an old granny. I was knitting bracelets and stuff. Remember we had little anklets? You braid those up?
Yes. Here. Oh, yeah. I made the puka shell necklaces. I made them all.
Wow.
Let's talk about, we'll talk about our high school girlfriends and boyfriends on the Patreon today.
No, okay, super fun.
Speaking of Patreon.
My name, everything.
Mm-hmm. Got some fun stuff coming up.
Yep, Patreon. We told y'all that end of the year holiday, we have a 50% off code. It's half off, H-A-L-F-O-F-F, no space. So go on there, you'll get half off. We're running it through the whole month because we love you guys and we have a big giveaway. So we're like 5 patrons away. So go, we hit 900. One out of the 900, one lucky person is going to win a huge giveaway free pickle Friday pickleball paddles, free basic wine, free tickets to my tour, and we'll interview you on the Patreon.
Big
giveaway. Yep. And then also as a perk for everyone, we're going to get my parents on a Patreon episode. Come on. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Appreciate you guys. And when we get to 1,000, Derek will start a...
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Yeah. And in 95 for a whole year. So there you have. I was pretty bad. Well, last story before we go to the Patreon, we were doing... In the rush of the airport, kids checking 9 bags. This one had a mask on. And I just get like a boomer sometimes. Anything she tried to say, I just ignored her.
Oh my God.
Because I would kind of hear it, but it'd be like, and she finally pulled it down to talk to me, and then we had a conversation. I don't care if you wear it, if you're like scared of germs, whatever, but if you're in a talking job, we can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. You're in a loud environment.
Because, yeah, I mean, feel like
back in my day,
the people who are wearing it now are maybe people who are like immunocompromised or something.
Who
need to like protect themselves. Yeah.
Hope they're okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, everyone. Love you guys. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Talk to y'all soon. Peace.
Cutting.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.